This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to Tawa and Redwood, New Zealand on 88.5 FM.
This is the Happy Station Show. Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. Welcome again to another edition of the Happy Station for listeners in Tawa and Redwood. And, of course, for listeners around the world via the website of World FM at www.worldfm.co.nz. Keith Powell here with you for the next 55 minutes. And our show is so packed. I mean, it is so packed, it's like we had a compactor. We put everything together and we just pressed start and it just squished everything into one little ball. And now, for the next 55 minutes, I take a pin and I poke it into the ball, and the ball explodes. Kerplop. That sounds kind of disgusting the way I said it. Kerplop. Splat. Nincompoop. I don't know why I said that. I just felt like it. Yes, we have a lot of things to get to today, so do sit back. Later on in the show, we're going to be delving into the archives of Radio Netherlands to bring you a piece of Happy Station history with the one and only Tom Meijer. But first, let's kick off with UB40 and Red Red Wine here on The Happy Station Show. It's up to you. one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite groups, UB40, with Red Red Wine, beginning today's edition of the Happy Station Show for November the 28th, 2009. Now, there's a number of listeners, of course, that have written to me, who listened to it via World FM, who said, you know, I'd like to hear the special shows that you do for North America. Well, most of the special programs, for example, last week we had an interview with David Monson. That show also aired to North America. But on December 31st, we have two special shows airing to South America and North America. And now the reason why these two shows are special and are different is that both of them will be 2 hours each. And the second show, which is directed to North America, will be live. But you can tune into them via the internet in New Zealand through WRMI's website at www.wrmi.net. And I'll be announcing the winners to a contest that we've had going on the show. You have to listen for a secret coded message. And by the way, it will appear on today's show. So stay tuned for that. If you want to check us out online, please do. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And if you click on archive shows, you can catch all the other editions of Happy Station, as well as some other features as well. There's also a link called Other PCJ Programs. Click on that and you'll find some other things and pictures and, you know, all kinds of things. And pretty soon, by the way, we're going to have a PCJ store. Yes, a PCJ store. Ha ha ha. Okay, so again, once again, the website is www.pcjmedia.com. We're also on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media or The Happy Station. So do a search at Facebook for PCJ Media. One of our regular listeners that we have all the way in New Zealand, his name is Dean Lindbergh. And I was talking to him online just this past week because I hadn't seen him around for a while. Well, he was all the way in Sydney, Australia, to be there for the birth of his grandson, Orlando. So, Dean, congratulations to you and the rest of your family for the arrival of baby Orlando Lindbergh, who was born in Sydney, Australia, who weighed 7.8 pounds. And I wonder if you're going to play this for him one day. You know, I was actually thinking what would be interesting to do is, you know, today, you know, right after we did this, I would play something like Zager and Evans in the year 2525. And in the year 2525, in about 15 years, you play it for him. I think that would be interesting. That would be cool, wouldn't it? But maybe on his first birthday, we'll play that song. And then when he does turn the right age, when he's in the year 2525. Wait a second. He wouldn't be alive in 2525. He'd be over 500 years old, wouldn't he? Oh, you see, I think of very strange things. But anyway, we could have played it for his 25th birthday, I think, right? Anyway, maybe we'll do it for his first birthday. So I've take note of it. And let me know when his birthday is and we'll get it in for next year, okay? So for baby Orlando Lindbergh, Dean Lindbergh and the whole Lindbergh family, I'm going to play a song for you from the Kill Bill soundtrack. I know it's kind of morbid to play something from that movie, but I thought, it's a nice song. It's by Nancy Sinatra. The song was actually composed by Sonny Bono. It's called Bang Bang, He Shot Me Down, which was used as the theme song. So, you're listening to The Happy Station Show on World FM.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Thank you. seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, "Remember when we used to play? Bang, bang. I shot you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. I used to shoot you down." Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Now he's gone, I don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down.
Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, Nancy Sinatra, a song that was used for the theme song to the movie Kill Bill 1, directed by Quentin Tarantino. A few months ago on the show, we, ran an interview with somebody by the name of Peter Anthony Holder, who used to work at CJD in Montreal, and for 25 years he hosted a Holder Tonight. And then when he, along with another group of announcers, were fired, he came back with a podcast called The Stuff File. But what is The Stuff File exactly? And is there a connection with World FM? Well, yes, there is. Here's Peter to tell us, well, in 30 seconds, what I mean by that.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question, but there's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Catch us Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on New Zealand's World FM.
The Stuff File with Peter Anthony Holder will start to air this Wednesday, December the 2nd, on World FM at 4 p.m., which is 15 hours UTC. So if you're listening to the web stream right now, you can also catch the show at 15 hours UTC, which is 4 p.m. in Tawa, Redwood, and Weddington. The Stuff File with Peter Anthony Holder. If you want to hear the story that we talked about, I mean the kind of story that we talked about when Peter was on the show not too long ago, about the six people that drowned saving a chicken and the guy who created video tombstones, well, tune in to hear those kind of stories. I don't know where he digs them up. He promised to send me a book of some oddball stories, and we'll have him on the show once again very soon. Okay, you're listening to The Happy Station Show. Once again, our online website is www.pcjmedia.com, and our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. When we come back after our next piece of music, we're going to go into the archives of Radio Nederland with a recording of Tom Mayer on The Happy Station from June the 8th, 1970. With a musical troupe, actually, that was already on this show back in the month of April. But first, here's Hugo Strassi and his orchestra with So Wonderful. So Wonderful, Hugo Strassi and his orchestra on the International Happy Station. Back in the month of August, there was a group from the United States that was here in Taiwan for 2 weeks called Up With People. And it's a youth group that travel around with a show called Up With People. They produce the show, they write the show, they arrange the show, they do the lighting, they do the staging. I mean, literally, they do everything involved in the production. And the average age of the performers, as well as the people, the technicians, the sound people, I mean, the lighting people, et cetera, is between 17 and 25. And you may remember in the month of August, Johan Velbrecht from Holland was on the show when they did a couple of shows here in Taipei. Well, I was surprised to find out not too long after that show aired, Tom called me up and he said, by the way, I had Up With People on as well back in 1970. So we reached the Radio Netherlands archive department and we found the original tape with which aired on July the 8th, 1970. Of course, it's not the same people because the people that were being interviewed back in 1970 would probably be maybe 50 now or something like that. And it wouldn't be much of a youth group if they were 50 years old. Well, I suppose so. I mean, they only say you're only young at heart, right? Okay, well, let's kick off with the Up With People song that was done way back in 1970. And then we'll hear Tom interviewing the crew.
Up With People, yes, a lot less people to worry about and a lot more people who care. Well, some of those people are in the studio with me, so now finally you know what the surprise was. I can tell you that of the four people that came to the studio, there are three with me now, and the fourth is still in the control room because we thought we were going to have another studio, Studio 7, and there we have more microphones than here. But anyway, we'll start with three. And those three people, I'll introduce them to you, are Preston Pearson, then Björn Ruijman, and Pierre Braun. It seems like a very international company, and it is. They are all from the United States, and you are the Up With People clan, aren't you?
Right, we are, sir.
Mm-hmm, and that was the voice of Preston Pearson. I'd like you to tell our listeners in just a few words, as shortly as possible, what it's all about.
Well, I think, Tom, it's basically an international expression of what we as students feel are the real issues and the real possibilities that in the world. There's a great deal going on in my country, and I'm from the United States, and we've come to Europe and we've come to Holland in a real attempt to, I think, develop with the students of Europe some of the human possibilities that we feel, and in fact what we express in our music, Up With People.
Is there any religious or political background to this?
No, there's not. It's very simply ordinary students on a university level and a high school level that feel like the real issue is what we contribute as students to involve ourselves in what's going on in the world. And to do that, we've created musical expression as a medium called Up With People. It's also very much an education for both for all of us that are involved in the program and for the people, I think, that we perform for in the countries, and now more than 30 countries all over five continents. And I think in that respect, it's a great, it's an education for all concerned.
Yes, I suppose that you could say that you are trying to put positivism against negativism.
Well, we're not so much down with the negativism as we are in, we just feel as students that the negative, pessimistic approach has been tried long enough and hasn't been as successful, and we just feel that as students there must be a better way, and I think we're very much a part of students everywhere that are searching for a new approach, and we've decided that in the whole program of Up With People that there is a great deal that we as students can involve ourselves in an optimistic and a positive way.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I know that there are four groups of about 60 students traveling all over the world. I think there's one group in Osaka right now at the World's Fair.
That's right, sir. Yes.
Yes. Well, we'll talk a little more, but first we'd like to hear more music from the show. And you have picked the song that you thought would be best to play now, and what's the title of that?
It's called And It's Happening Now.
Okay.
Every moment up to this time, it was happening just for this time. Ticking away so this could happen.
And it's happening now. And it's happening now. And it's happening now.
Everyone is ready, they're holding their breath and watching. The sky opens and man's wildest dreams start to come true.
Ticking away so this could happen. And it's happening now, and it's happening now, and it's happening now.
During all of this time, he was reaching for this moment, not knowing. Then he has cut away from Mother Earth,
ticking away so this could happen. And it's happening now.
Does not know what to do, but you know, I think you'll do it. Ticking away so this could happen.
And it's happening now. And it's happening now. And it's happening now.
Every moment up to this time. It was happening just for this time.
It was happening just for this time.
Ticking away so this could happen.
And it's happening now. 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 And it's happening now.
And it's happening now. Well, it's certainly happening now here in Hilversum in the studios of Radio Nederland, because I've got some of the people of Up With People here with me. I talked to Preston Pearson before. I can tell you now that this show, Up With People, will have performances in Holland in The Hague, Apeldoorn, Amsterdam, Rotterdam and Utrecht, for those of our listeners who live in Holland. We said that the whole show has been written, composed and staged, and everything has been done by the students themselves. I'd like to introduce now to you Pierre Brun. Vous parlez français?
Oui, je parle français, oui.
Oui, vous parlez français. He speaks French, so he could explain to a French-speaking listener, aber Sie sprechen auch Deutsch.
Ja, das.
Und ich möchte jetzt gern, dass Sie etwas sagen zu unseren deutschsprachigen Hörern und etwas erklären, über was Up With People ist.
Ja, Up With People ist eine musikalische Show, internationale musikalische Show, ist ein Bildungsprogramm. Wir haben unser Universitätsprogramm, unser Highschool-Programm mit uns unterwegs, mit unseren Lehrern unterwegs, und ist ein Kommunikationsprogramm. Wir versuchen damit Leute, wo immer wir gehen und sind, zu motivieren, sie über die Zukunft zu vergewissern, noch viel mehr
etwas zu zeigen, was man machen kann. Als Studenten.
Ja.
Ja, ja. Und ich habe schon gesagt vorher, dass es gibt jetzt vier Gruppen, die über die Welt touren, nicht?
Ja.
Jetzt ist diese Gruppe hier in Holland und es gibt eine Gruppe in Japan, glaube ich.
Ist in Japan, eine andere ist in Zentralamerika, Zentral-Nordamerika, und wird in Kürze nach Spanien kommen.
Ja.
Und die vierte Gruppe ist in Kanada.
Mhm. Und es möchte sehr interessant sein. Ich glaube, ich spüre ein bisschen ein schweizerisches Akzent. Stimmt's?
Ja.
Ja, ja, Sie sind Schweizer.
Ich bin St. Galler.
St. Galler?
Ja.
Ja, ja. St. Galler vom von der Vereinigten Staaten. Wir haben auch viele Zuhörer in der Schweiz. Also möchten Sie gerne etwas sagen zu unseren Hörern in der Schweiz?
Ja, ich hoffe, dass Sie Joe Belka in die Schweiz bringen und möchte natürlich...
Sie ist noch nicht sicher?
Ist noch nicht sicher, aber wir arbeiten hier dran und
ja, schauen gut.
Also nächstes Jahr vorwärts.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had English and German and Swiss German so far. I think it's about time for another song from the show. The next song we're going to hear, I think, is quite representative for the whole idea behind the show. I don't think I mentioned that in the show all races, creeds, colors, and religions are represented. We, or rather you, established the fact that there is no political or religious idea behind the whole thing, but that everybody is represented. The title of the next song is What Color is God's Skin? And I think that the answer that is given to that question in the song is that it can be any color and that it doesn't really matter. Is that true?
That's it, yeah.
That's it. Well, then, here it is from Up With People. What color is God's skin?
You know, I was saying goodnight to my little son. So tired out when the day was done. And you know what he said as I was tucking him in? I said, Mom, what color is God's skin?
What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I said it's black, brown, it's yellow, it is red, it is white. Every man's the same in the good Lord's sight.
And you know, he looked at me with those shining eyes. I knew I could tell no lies when he said, Mom, why do the different races fight? I mean, if we're the same in the good Lord's sight.
What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I said it's black. Every man's the same in the good Lord's sight.
Maybe that's part of our suffering past. But you know, I think the whole human family is learning at last. I think the things we've missed on the road we've trod is to walk as the daughters and the sons of God.
What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I say it's black, brown, it's yellow, it is red, it is white. Every man's the same in the good Lord's sight. What color is God's skin? What color is God's skin? I say it's black, brown, it's yellow,
another song from Up With People. What color is God's skin? I told you that Up With People is performing in Holland between the 4th and the 18th of June. And of course, then they'll travel on. I can tell our Irish listeners, of whom we have many, as you know, that in the next couple of weeks, they will be in Dublin. So, friends of Happy Station, be on the lookout for Up With People. Yes, we've talked to two people now, Preston Pearson and Pierre Brown, and the next name on my list is Björn Ryman. And I suppose that our Swedish listeners now say, hey, what's going on there? What's going on here? You
That's
are
right.
Swedish.
Yes, I am Swedish, but I am traveling with Up With People, and I've been traveling for a couple of years. So,
How many, do you know this, how many nationalities are represented in the show?
Well, in the four casts of Up With People, there are about 25 to 30 nationalities represented because, as we said, the show has traveled so far to about, I think Holland is our 30th country we've been to. So wherever we go, we recruit students. You know, students want to travel with us, and so we do hope we will have several Dutch students traveling with us now, but otherwise we have from Belgium, from many Latin American countries, and I'm from Sweden.
Yes. There's not one Dutch student then yet?
Not yet, but I don't know if it will be one tomorrow, maybe.
Well, who knows?
Yes.
Maybe even tonight.
Yeah.
Listen, Björn, before we go on talking about Up With People, I'd like you to just greet all the Happy Station friends, not only in Sweden, but in all the Scandinavian countries.
God morgon och hej på er där hemma i Sverige. Jag heter Björn Ryman, jag är från Linköping i Östergötland i Sverige och jag reser som sagt med Up With People och det är roligt att hälsa på alla där hemma.
Well, I understood that you are from a place that we always call Linköping, is that right?
Yeah, but it's called Linköping.
Linköping, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm not supposed to know, am I?
No, that's okay.
Tell me, Björn, what is the average age of the students that participate?
In this cast, which is here now, it's about 20-21, but it could go in another cast. There are American high school students, about 17 years of age, and it could go up, of course. I'm probably one of the senior ones, one of the establishment in Up With People.
How old are you then?
Well, I'm 28, and I'm married to a Swedish girl.
Yes, and by the way, she is the fourth person whom I told you about. She's on the other side. What's her name?
She's Ingeborg, and she's from Saltsjöbaden, another name I don't think you could pronounce, which is just outside Stockholm. Yeah.
Well, Ingeborg, I'm so sorry that you're not in the studio with us, but we can see her, friends, and she's dressed in a beautiful yellow dress, and she's enjoying the sunshine through the window of Studio 4, and I don't think you have to be sorry that you're not here, because I have a feeling you'd be a little bit nervous, is that right? Yes, she's nodding yes. Okay, Björn, because I don't understand it, did you tell our Swedish listeners anything in particular yet about the show?
No, I just say that I'm with it. Should I explain a little bit
well,
in Swedish?
Just in a few words, yes, please.
Ja, alltså Up With People, det är en musikalisk show som reser runt hela världen. Det är studenter och ungdomar från omkring 30 länder som deltar i den. Och just nu är vi i Holland. Som vi hört, vi åker nu till Amsterdam och Rotterdam och flera andra holländska städer. Men annars, Up With People reser runt hela världen. Vi har ännu inte haft något framträdande i Sverige, men jag hoppas att inom ett år vi kan ha det i Sverige för en väldigt entusiastisk show. Och vi har varit i Norge nyligen och var än vi går, alltså ungdomar och alla går, vad man säger, alltså crazy. Alltså de är helt vilda över den här showen och den biten, musik, den koreografi som den har. Så jag hoppas att vi snart kan komma till Sverige. Och jag själv har rest med den i ett par år och haft det privilegium att göra det. Så just nu som sagt är vi här.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understood that you said that you hope you can come to Sweden.
That's right, yes. That's right.
Well, so do I for our Swedish friends. And now, it's going to be the last song from that album, Up With People. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for coming here. I wish you lots of success. Toi, toi, toi. I suppose you know that expression, which means lots of success. Haus und Beinbruch. And they have other expressions in other languages to wish you the same. And the last song, what is the title of the last song?
It's Man's Gotta Go Somewhere.
Man's Gotta Go Somewhere. You've got to go out of the studio now, so let's have more music.
That was a recording of Don Meyer interviewing the Up With People troupe that travel around the world, bringing their show Up With People, which, by the way, changes almost every year. And when they were in Holland in 1970, they were actually in the city of Rotterdam to unveil the Euromass. And you know, somebody said to me, you know, will we bring some of the archive recordings of the show? Well, there was one of them right there, and we will have others in the future. A few people have been writing me. We have one email that has come to us from Kenneth Cartland, who listens to this show for New Zealand. He actually lives in Tasmania in Australia. He listens via their web stream, asking me if I will play some music from this part of the world, meaning Taiwan, Hong Kong, China, Malaysia, or Singapore. And I thought, well, let's do it right now. It's actually one of my favorite songs. Her name is Stephanie. She is from Singapore, as Singaporeans would say. And if you've been to Singapore or have met Singaporeans, you know that they have something called Singlish. And one of our Singaporean listeners, he said to me, you know, as you know, Singaporeans have a very special English, which is the reason why I wrote this letter written Singlish. And at the end of every second sentence, he put la, which is something that they say quite frequently. And he also put some musical notes on top of the words, because he says Singlish is exactly it. They sing, you know, they sing the language. Anyway, the singer's name is Stephanie. She is from Singapore. The song is called Xiang Zuo Zuo, Xiang Yo Zuo, which roughly translate into turn left, turn right, here on The Happy Station. Stephanie from Singapore with Turn Left, Turn Right here on The Happy Station. Once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 idents and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the Foreign Language Recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
And there was the coded message, which, if you heard that right now, you just have to send us an email to the email address that I gave a moment ago to enter the lucky draw for the prizes that we'll be announcing on December the 31st. Now, you guys in New Zealand will not get this show, but you can also participate in this contest. The winners will be announced between 16 and 18 hours UTC on December 31st for our transmission directed to North America and the Caribbean. And the prizes, and I'll mention them again because I haven't done that for about 2 weeks. The prizes are the first prize, a Sanjen ATS-909. The second prize is a Sanjen 606A. The third prize are the three books from Jerry Berg about international broadcasting. The fourth prize is a one-year membership to Communication, the monthly magazine put out by the BDXC. And the fourth prize is for 10 lucky winners, and each of them will be getting a copy of Tom Meyer CD, Easy Come, Easy Go. And all you need to do is send me an email of what you heard before that Morse code message and what came after it. And as I said before, it's not important that you understand Morse code or what the message means. But what is more important, of course, is that you heard it. Mind you, if you know what that Morse code message is, I would love to find out to see how many people can decipher it. All right, now time for more music. Here's Enrique Iglesias with Maybe.
If I had one single wish, I go back to the moment I kissed you goodbye. No matter how hard I try, I can't live without you in my life. Maybe you'll say you still want me. Maybe you'll say that you don't. Maybe we said it was over.
Iglesias with Maybe. And we've come to the end of this edition of the show, the Happy Station Show via World FM for listeners in Tawa, Redwood, and Wellington, all the way in New Zealand. I want to take a moment to tell you about some upcoming special shows that we have. Next week, my guest on the show is going to be Dodie Cowan, otherwise known as Deborah Ray. Now, some of you are wondering, who is that? Well, Dodie Cowan, for many years, hosted His and Hers with her husband Jerry Cowan on Radio Netherlands. Of course, they divorced in the early 1990s, and she's now an author. And she's going to be joining me on the show. Now, this interview that we did is a very long interview, and we've kind of done it in two parts. So the first part of the interview, which will be next week, is going to be about Dodie Cowan. And then 2 weeks later, we'll bring the interview with Dodie again, but this time as Deborah Ray, the author. Now, to find out more information about the air dates, you can catch that. Do log on to the Happy Station website at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. We also have another one of Happy Station's Tribute to DXer shows coming up in the month of December. And I will announce the air date to that later on next month. We did have a request here from somebody saying, I know about the special two shows that you're going to do on December 31st for South America and then one for North America. What are we going to get in New Zealand? Well, for New Zealand, you're going to get an edited down version of the second show, which will be the live program. And that will be on January the 2nd. So, yes. That's all we can say on that. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So until next time, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long. Au revoir. Adios, amigos. Auf Wiedersehen. And sayonara.
This is the Happy Station broadcasting to Tawa and Redwood, New Zealand on 88.5 FM.